Welcome, Brunswick. My name's Mike Anacarico. I teach here at UNH, and I'll be listening to you, looking forward to that, and give you a few comments, hopefully that will be helpful for the band. Trumpets, you could play a little bit louder, and trombones, you could be just a little bit softer, just so you get a better balance. This is Eleanor on trumpet. Bass player, you can definitely be louder. I can't hear you at all, or very little. I don't know where your amplifier is, but I suspect it's on the floor. And you definitely want to get it up off the floor so that the sound can travel better, okay? Sax section, there's a lot of you there, which is great, but you do have to make sure you really listen to each other when you're playing as a section so that you're balanced and you're blended also. All right. Nice opener, guys. Good. That's a wonderful old tune played by Louis Armstrong way back when, and nice to hear you guys play that. A good ensemble sound in general, but as I mentioned with the saxes, there's a lot of you. There's about 10, I think, of you. So you have to be careful when you play as a section. So as I mentioned before here, you want to watch your intonation because there's a lot of you there. What you might want to do is divide up the section it for this. You might want to have like five people play the first A and then have five people play the second A. I don't know. But the point here is that it doesn't sound like a jazz sax section here. It sounds more like a saxophone ensemble, and you don't want to have that. You don't want to have that feeling in a jazz band. Bass again, you could be louder here. This is William on trumpet. No. Whoops, I got the wrong person. Sorry, wait a minute. This is, I guess, Adam on trombone. right, nice. Nice job. Good. And this is, I think, Grace on tenor. All right. And this is Eleanor. We heard her before. And this is Chappie, I think, on trombone. The order is a little mixed up here, but I'm guessing who they are. All right. And then on Barry, this is Chase, I think, on Barry. This is good that you've got a lot of people soloing here. That's good. Good sound on the Barry here. Good. Good. Good job. Not sure who this is on trumpet. This might be William on trumpet. Good sound. Good job. Very nice. And this is maybe Mallory on tenor. All right, good job, good. This is nice that so many people are soloing here on this. This is great, this is good. This is Audrey. Good fills drummer. Good job. Watch for the tempo dragging here. Saxes, watch your intonation there. Okay, all right. So trumpets, again, on the last section, as I mentioned before, you guys could play it a little louder. The trombones could be a little bit softer, trumpets a little bit louder. And rhythm section, when you have these 2D sections, please respond to that. You can play out more. You can, and that adds a nice element to the band when you do that. sax is good. You guys are articulating together well there. They sound good. Saxes, watch your rhythmic element here. This is Maddie. Good job. Nice job. Very good. Great. Trombones and trumpets listen to each other there, okay? You want to make sure you're in tune and also that you're playing together rhythmically, okay? Okay. Good job, guys. Good. All right. All right. Good job. You've done a nice job with this band. Some good material, and you're doing a good job playing. And obviously, students are enjoy playing this music as well. So, thanks for coming out today. Thanks for playing, and see you soon.